Producer Robert Morton got a good view of some striking writers on his way to NPR West in Culver City yesterday. He passed a long picket line outside the nearby studios of Sony Pictures. Robert Morton produces the Comedy Central show Mind of Mencia. More to the point, he was the executive producer of Late Night with David Letterman during the last writer's strike back in 1988. Now, we know David Letterman and Jon Stewart and Colbert have writers, but we're surprised, I think, that they don't just go on and be funny.
Everybody always used to say, you know, why do you have so many writers on these shows? And when I was doing the Letterman show, I think we had 13 writers. And it's for the material that doesn't make it on the air. To put together four jokes in a monologue, these hosts probably go over, you know, 300 jokes.
How long could a show last if any of these late night hosts had to do all their own material?
I think you'd be surprised. I think all of them have the ability to write monologue. I think it would be a lot of work, but not impossible. In 88, during the writer's strike, we went back on the air with the Letterman show, and he did most of the writing himself.
What drove that decision?
Well, the main drive in making that decision was because Johnny Carson made the decision to go back without his writing staff. It's such a difficult decision to make because these hosts are usually writers themselves and guild members themselves. And it's quite difficult when you're running a show that has maybe 13 writers on it, but you have a staff of maybe 100 other people who are making much less money than the writers might make. If they're making $600 a week and feeding kids, they can't afford to not have a paycheck for 2 months. And I must say, the Guild was wonderful in 88 at that point because our writers who were picketing in front of 30 Rockefeller Plaza, you know, were all very gracious. There was no animosity. There was no incident because we had to cross that line every single day to do a show.
Given that, for starters, and no writers, was the show funny?
In all honesty, it was a different show, and it was. It was very funny. It gave the staff members, these people were conceiving things to do. It was never, let's sit down and write a script for this. I'll give you a perfect example. At the time of the 88 strike, Hal Gurney, who was the longtime director of the show and a very, very funny man, had the idea to do what we call the Hal Gurney Network Time Killer. And he would do something silly. You know, he'd say, we'd have a camera in the control room, and Hal would say, okay, I do this every spring, and he'd open the second button on his shirt, and there'd be a big drum roll, and that would be the excuse for comedy. And it was fun. It was sort of like, you know, Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland. Let's put a show on in the barn.
Thank you very much for joining us. I guess you have a little bit of extra time to come in, but we certainly appreciate it.
I have so much extra time. I'm doing lawns, I'm painting, so if you need anything, give me a call.
Robert Morton is a comedy producer working in Hollywood.